Went to Madinatul Munawwara also. We get to the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a very special city, city of Hijrat, which Allah Ta'ala chose for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We're going to present ourselves. For that Nabi that gives everything for me to be there right now. Now I'm going to Madinah Munawwara already before that. We increase our Durood Sharif. As the Thani Rahmatullah alayhi says, we have the ability, inna a'atina kalkawthar, the surah, read it 1,000 times and present it as hadiya to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Don't overburden ourselves. If we don't have habitual of it, then read our Durood Sharif. That to Alhamdulillah, 100%. That is a command of Allah, read Durood Sharif, that's perfectly in order also. We come to Madinatul Munawwara, we came to the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is also a very special piece of earth right now. Where ulama say that right now Jannat is adorned, but then to not complete. Jannat is not complete. As Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say, as if every morning the skies of Jannat come down and kiss the earth of Madinah Munawwara and ask Madinah Munawwara that right now Jannat is incomplete without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When are you handing him over? But Allah has kept him there for who? For you and me. For you and me. Book the ticket and overnight you're standing before him. Right in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Madinah Munawwara is a city. City of welcome, city of love, city of compassion, city of distribution, city of gifts. This is a city of warmth. Whoever came to Madinah Munawwara never left empty-handed, empty heart. They got something. Whether Khalid bin Walid came with blood on his hands, subhanallah. He came, he went back with his heart brimming with love. Wahshi came with the soul and the ruh of Hamza radiallahu anhu. Even he got hidayat. Whoever came to Madinah Munawwara, sinister, with sinister motives and intentions, even the hearts turned around. They came with kufr. Giants of kufr came. There were two people in the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. They were plotting. The wealthy one said to the poorer one, why don't you go to Madinah Munawwara? Do us a favor. Na'uzu billah. And assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, how can I go? I don't have wealth. I have debts. I have my family. He says, you don't worry about it. You go, I will take care of them. From there and there, he prepared his dagger, put poison on it, put it into his robe, and he left for Madinah Munawwara. His family didn't even know. What an intention to go and assassinate and murder Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say he came, stayed a few days in the outskirts. Finally he made his way through. As he came to the haram of Madinah Munawwara, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was there with the Ansar. And when he saw him, then he told them, one of the shayateen of the Quraysh here. This man is a shaitan. We know him from before. But he came in, his son was taken as captive also. He said, I came to talk to Nabi Ali in regards to my son. Umar bin Khattab gave him a very blank look, I don't trust you. So he told the Ansar, just keep your eye on him. I'm going to speak to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Took permission, you may enter. Then too he followed him until he felt that everything was safe. As he entered into the court of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah, Madinah Munawwara, city of welcome. How can you not be welcomed? That's why we leave all our dirt behind. Don't take it to Madinah Sharif. How many a person is there right now sitting in Madinah Munawwara, but he's still checking YouTube, what's happening outside Madinah Sharif. He's still checking his cause, what's happening here, what's happening there, politics. We're sitting right now at the feet of the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We take as much as we can right now. And how many a person is not there, he's here, but in reality he's there. So as he walked in, Nabi alayhi salatu looked at him and told him that how was the mashwara of the haram of Makkah? He got stunned. Said, oh Muhammad, how do you know? That even my wife doesn't know about it. How was the mashwara and the meeting in the haram? You came direct from there, what you have within your robe. Once he heard this, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. His heart, what he came to do. And when he came back to Makkah Mukarrama, and his friend saw his face, something has happened to you. He says, I've declared shahadat. When I went to his court, Allah knows what happened to my heart. So giants of kufr came, they got something. A youngster came to that's why our brothers we say, when we get to make salat and salam also, it's a special moment right now. If we can beforehand, give some sadaqah. Leaving the room, leave with the left leg. Read du'as, bismillah tawakkal. All sunnats in Madinah Munawwara. When you get to the toilet also, they make need of the sunnats. They're all the sunnats of the bathroom, the toilet, the eating. Now we take with breakfast, or we take with suhoor, or iftar. They also shouldn't be party making. They didn't have food in Medina Munawwara. How can it be now? You know, we just like 1 hour there. We're just enjoying ourselves. Now because it came free, or because we paid for it now. What's on the menu? We eating more than we eat at home also. The Nabi of Allah didn't even have food for two months at a time. There was no food cooked in the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should do it with a heavy heart. Ya Allah, we're very weak. Ya Allah, we're very weak, therefore we just do what we have to do quickly and we leave. Now we don't have all the extras that we're going there to eat. So when we go to the haram of Medina Munawwara, when we leave also all the sunnat du'as, looking after our gaze, durood sharif upon our tongue. Some ulama say once you enter the courtyard of the haram, then you can already make direct salam. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Some ulama say only when you come into the haram itself. Difference of opinion. So once you enter the courtyard, then you can already start as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Some say when you enter the haram itself, then you can make direct salat and salam. Haji Naqooza sahab rahmatullah will say after every salah, minimum, sit down, close the eyes, connect to the rawda, 100 times Durood Sharif. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, ya Habiballah, ya khayra khalqillah, ya imaman, whatever names you know of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we're entering finally to make salat and salam, don't delay to make salam. Go as soon as we can, quickly.